The fate of Ukraine is being decided right now. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That message from Ukraine's president as Russian forces close in on the capital of Kyiv.
200 missiles plus fired by the Russians. They've hit some civilian areas here in the capital. One apartment building, one orphanage, some casualties, but no reports of mass casualties so far. No sign of rubbling buildings. Of course, that could all be down the road. But for now, 3 days of invasion and Ukraine remains in control of its major population centers.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Fierce fighting is also underway in southern Ukraine. As the U.S. and Europe step up sanctions on Russia, the Biden administration is asking for nearly $6.5 billion in support of Ukraine and its neighbors.
President Biden's ordering that $350 million immediately go to provide assistance to Ukraine to pay for military education and training. An administration official also tells Fox there have been talks with Congress about budgeting $2.9 billion to give security assistance to Ukraine and neighboring countries like Poland and Lithuania.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Biden's pick for the Supreme Court is expected to start meeting with senators next week.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black woman nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. If confirmed, she would be just the third African-American and sixth woman to serve on the bench.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Last year, Jackson did win some Republican support when she was nominated to the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. New federal guidance says Americans living in areas where COVID-19 transmission is low can take a break from wearing masks. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A jury in Kentucky spent part of Friday outside of the courtroom. Jurors traveled to the Louisville apartment building where Breonna Taylor was shot and killed during a police raid in 2020. Former officer Brett Hankison is the only person criminally charged.
Hankison is charged with three counts of wanton endangerment for firing shots during the narcotics raid. Some of those went into the home of one of Taylor's neighbors. On Thursday, Louisville's former chief of police testified that following the shooting, he saw Hankison, quote, physically shaking. Taylor was killed when Louisville officers kicked in her door and drew fire from her boyfriend. She was hit by officers shooting back. None of Hankison's rounds struck Taylor.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Police in New York City are on the hunt for a man with a hammer who brutally attacked a woman on the stairwell of a subway station. Terrifying video shows the suspect approaching the victim from behind on Thursday night. The woman was kicked and then hit in the head with the hammer multiple times. She's hospitalized in critical condition. The destruction of a Navy warship has a sailor facing a court-martial for arson.
Ryan Mays faces two counts in military court for the July 2020 fire aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard. This blaze injured dozens of personnel aboard the amphibious assault ship as the fire burned for 5 days and sent smoke wafting over San Diego. It marked one of the worst non-combat warship disasters in recent memory. The vessel had to be scrapped.
Fox's John Saucier. Prosecutors say Mays set the fire after dropping out of Navy SEALs training. Defense attorneys maintain there's no physical evidence linking him to the fire. Employees at a Starbucks outside Phoenix have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Starbucks says it will bargain in good faith. A Starbucks store in Buffalo, New York was the first to unionize. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.